Coversals kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Right, we've got a slightly one-sided fan Friday today. Mickey couldn't make it at the last moment. Never mind. Jay the Red is with us on an important day for all Reds. Morning to you, Jay.
Morning, Steve. You okay?
Yes. So yesterday's news, we reflected on it over the past hour or so with a variety of people. Just give us your thoughts on Steven Gerrard, his playing career at Liverpool, and perhaps how you'd sum him up on the field.
Well, obviously, he was just an incredible footballer, wasn't he? But it wasn't just about his footballing ability. It was everything else that he brought to the plate. I mean, he lived all of our dreams, didn't he? He captained Liverpool at such a young age and went on to win the European Cup, the big one. And, you know, obviously, his heart's always been at Liverpool, and I don't think he ever really wanted to leave, did he? And we're finding it out now, aren't we, where he was offered the MK Dons job, and he's simply not going to take it because he's obviously holding out to get a Liverpool position, isn't he, at the club? And, you know, what a fantastic footballer he's been, one of the greatest ever, not just for Liverpool, but, you know, in footballing terms, in the footballing world. You only have to see the amount of people who have come out, you know, great players, ex-players, ex-managers who've come out and give him, you know, a massive, you know, applaud of the achievements that he's had in the game and the way he's performed and what he's given to football in general, really. And, you know, it's a sad day. It was always a sad day. But, I mean, obviously, when he left Liverpool, that was when he retired for me because, you know, going to play his football in the MLS, it was just, you know, prolonging the inevitable, really, wasn't it? And but it was a sad day yesterday when the announcement came. But, you know, you've got to remember him for fantastic times that he gave us. Istanbul, you know, the Millennium Stadium, Wembley, he won all the trophies that you can name other than the Premier League title, and it's just unfortunate that's the one that he'd probably, you know, he'll blame himself for. It was only the slip, but, you know, when you analyse that season, you know, he won games for Liverpool as well, so, you know, it's ups and downs, isn't it? But what a fantastic ambassador he's been for the game.
He lived the dream. That was the first thing you said, and of course for thousands of other young Scousers, they'd want to do the same, wouldn't you? And the fans themselves are waiting almost with anticipation on either side of the park to see a next Steven Gerrard.
Well, that's it. You know, Liverpool have had great players over the years, and people say Kenny Dalglish is our greatest ever player. But Kenny Dalglish is Scottish. Steven Gerrard's a Scouser, born and bred. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's never been a better Scouse footballer than Steven Gerrard, has there? And I don't think we'll ever see one like him ever again either.
Well, you say that. You can only hope, though, that something of some sort of ilk comes along. What he has done is he inspired a local community as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, we've still had very good Scouse players at the club. I mean, you know, you look back to Phil Thompson, and obviously, you know, we've had Jamie Carragher as well, but they're not on the level of what Steven Gerrard was. He was unique. He was special. He was a captain. He was a leader. And, you know, obviously, it is a sad time, but I'm sure he'll be back at the club very soon.
Absolutely. Let's have a look at the weekend's football in action. Liverpool against Sunderland. It's a game that they shouldn't take lightly. Jürgen was asked about this yesterday.
Well, yeah, obviously no games in the Premier League are easy, are they? And Sunderland have done quite well recently. They've won two on the spin, I think it is. And obviously they had a good victory last week against Hull. But if you analyse the game, you analyse the stats, I think Hull had about 17 chances. I think 10 on target as well. He just couldn't score. And I think Sunderland have got a very good goalkeeper in that, Jordan Pickford. But, you know, like I say, on another day, Hull could have scored two or three themselves. So when you break it all down, you look at the way Liverpool are performing. And, yeah, OK, we drew a blank last week at Southampton. But on another day, it could have been three or four. And no one could have complained. We just didn't have our shooting boots on. And let's hope that we have on Saturday, because Sunderland are the type of team that in the past have done quite well at Anfield, to be fair to them. And we all know what David Moyes is like. He'll probably come and try and park the bus a little bit and make it a little bit physical. He very rarely comes to play, does he, in the big games, even for the better clubs. But, you know, because Anacheby scored a couple of goals for them lately, he's probably going to lead the line, isn't he, with Defoe? So if they go two up top against Liverpool, then all the best.
So are you expecting another rout?
I don't see any reason why not. I mean, you look at Sunderland, they're down at the bottom and they're there for a reason. I don't think David Moyes is the worst manager in the world, but I do think he's a very negative manager as well. And like I say, if he's going to come to Anfield and play two up front purely based on the form of the two centre-forwards, then, you know, like it should really open the game up, especially in midfield for Liverpool to dictate. And, you know, let's be honest, Liverpool can score at will against most teams, and let's hope that's the case on Saturday.
Any question marks over team selection for you this weekend?
Not really, no. I mean, there's always the talk, isn't he, whether or not Sturridge is going to get a little start. He may well do, but like I say, things have been working. I know we drew 0-0 at Southampton, but like I say, on another day, could have been 3 or 4. Firmino probably kick himself at the chance that he missed. I mean, I know we missed a few headers, didn't we, and Matip and Klein, but they're defenders. You can't really blame them too much. I think the main chance, the big chance, was the one that Firmino had when he went clean through, and he tried to be a bit clever, really, way outside of his boots, where he should have just picked the spot and placed it. But, no, you know, we'll go again. At the end of the day, Liverpool are flying, and I'm sure they'll get 3 points on Saturday.
Jay, have a smashing weekend. Thank you very much.
And you. Cheers, Paul.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.